الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we are continuing the chapter we started last week in كتاب التوحيد. That chapter is in Kitab al-Tawheed of Shaykh al-Islam al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala qala babun min al-Iman billahi sabru ala aqdarillah. It is from having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to endure with patience the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has decreed. قال وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء، وإن الله تعالى إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط. حسنه الترمذي. Sheikh Muhammad Abd al-Wahhab رحمه الله, he says that Anas رضي الله عنه narrated that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, great affliction entails great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءِ مَا عِظَمِ الْبَلَاءِ. The greater the hardship and the trial, the greater the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah, exalted be He, loves a group of people, He tests them, afflicts them, put them to trial. Whoever is satisfied will be deserving of satisfaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever is not, meaning is dissatisfied, will be deserving of Allah's wrath, wal'iyadu billah. عظم الجزاء ما عظم البلاء. يقول الشيخ بكسر العين وفتح الضاء, أي من كان ابتلاؤه أعظم فجزاؤه أعظم. Shaykhi explained this first some wordings. Says that whoever from the people, those who are tested the most with a great affliction, they have the greatest reward. But with conditions, of course. Have to be patient with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykhi mentioned. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ. So whoever is pleased and satisfied, meaning pleased with what Allah has decreed from affliction. Because this is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with such a person, and He will reward him according to his action. والمعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general meaning of this hadith, يخبر, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أن عظمة الأجر وكثرة الثواب مع عظم الابتلاء والامتحان الذي يجري على العبد في هذه الدنيا, لكن إذا صبر واحتسب, هذا القيد, إذا صبر واحتسب. Here he says that in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that this great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is for the person who has been afflicted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greater the affliction is, the greater is the reward, subhanAllah. And this is very important for us to look at this, because we live in this life. This is a life. This dunya is a life of tests. It's a life of trials. And you see, you get sick yourself. People get sick around you. People die. People lose their minds. People lose their wealth. People, subhanAllah, go through difficulties. Some people, they have no peace, no amen. They live in fear. This is a place of tests and trials. But the biggest trial is a trial in the deen. Some people are adbillah upon shirk. Some people upon innovations. So you shouldn't be still like amazed or surprised when you're tested. This question should never occur in our minds, that a person who is a Muslim, upon the Sunnah, read the Quran, being in so many Jumu'ahs and listen to the Khatib of Ahlul Sunnah, who remind them of Yawm Al-Qiyamah, remind them of death, remind them of Jahannam, remind them of this life. Shouldn't be surprised when you're tested, when you lose a little bit of your wealth or this. This is what this life is about. But the people are not on the same level. Some people are tested more than others. So the greatest the test, the greatest the affliction, is the greatest the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these things that happen to the servants in this life, he gives the greatest reward, but with conditions. What is it? Ida sabar. With patience. I have to be patient. وَاحْتَسَبْ And doing it because seeking this great reward. He knows that there is a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, if he asks the people, the people don't want to lose their children. No one lose them. The people, they don't hope that their loved ones get sick. Nobody wake up in the morning and make a dua that his business go bankrupt. And people, they ask Allah afiyah. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ taught us. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afiyah, health, safety, and the like, and protection. But then Allah has already decreed things, matters are already done with. Written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything, how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. That's why you find sometimes, man, two people are walking, and then some shooting take place, and one is dead, one is still walking. You see? Not even that. Plane fall, everybody die except for a person or two. And we've heard that before, and it's happened. So it's very important for us to remember this. قال وأن من علامة محبة الله لعبده أن يبتليه. From the signs that indicate that Allah loves His servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believing servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him to test and trial. So if that person, a servant, is pleased with the qada of Allah and seeks the reward, thinking good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him and reward him. So this is the attitude of the believer. And this is the importance of Tawheed and being on a sound aqeedah, sound creed. Because you know whatever comes in your way is not going to miss you. As the Prophet ﷺ said to Ibn Abbas, whatever is decreed by Allah to befall you, it will never miss you. So why you sit there and say this and that, worry about it? No, say Alhamdulillah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is something that, Alhamdulillah, it's happening. You can't do nothing about it. The only thing you can do right now is worry about the reward. You shouldn't miss the reward. You already missed your car. Your car is gone. You lost it. The business is gone. You lost it. You still want to lose the reward too? No. وَإِن تَسَخَّطَ قضاء الله وجزع لما أصابه سخط الله عليه وعاقبه. But in the same time, if a person showed dissatisfaction, and being impatient with the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person subject himself to the wrath of Allah and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amen. And by the way, subhanAllah, sometimes certain people, Muslims, they are Muslims, and when they are afflicted, whatever, the loss of wealth or health or children, and then the first thing comes from their mouth, why me? Questioning Allah's decision, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why me? Can't a believer doesn't ask this question? Why me? You still don't know why you? It's good if you're patient. It's good for you. You get great reward. You get a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't say why me from all of these people. This is not, you can't say these things. No, you're a human. You have a feelings of sadness. But you always should do and say what's pleasing to Allah. As the Prophet ﷺ, when his son died, he says, Inna al-qalb la yahzan, wa inna al-ayn la tadma, wa inna la bifiraqika la mahzunun, wa la naqulu illa ma yurdi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one of the sons of the Prophet ﷺ died, he says, indeed, the heart is in grief and sad. The eyes shed tears. But we say only what's pleasing to Allah. I mean, you feel what you feel, it's normal, we're human. But you should always say what's pleasing to Allah. You say, Alhamdulillah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And that's it. مناسبة الحديث للباب أن فيه بيان علامة محبة الله لعبده وبيان حكمته فيما يجريه عليه من المكاره. The relevance of this hadith, this chapter, is that this hadith shows a sign of Allah's love for His servant and explains Allah's wisdom behind trying His servant with affliction. Putting his servants. There is a wisdom, ya akhi. There is a hikmah. Allah is al-hakim. Allah doesn't do things just like that. Allah doesn't do things randomly for you to stay to wonder. You still wonder why is happening to me. Allah is al-hakim, the all-wise. There is a hikmah, and here is the greatest. You want a better hikmah than this? You are afflicted for your own good. Allah raise your levels with giving you greatest reward. Some people who are foolish and ignorant, they hurt themselves for some money. Yes. They go and hurt themselves for money. Now you're not hurting yourself. Allah put that in your way. Allah decreed that to get you greater reward from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما يستفاد من الحديث. Some of the benefits of this hadith, Shaykh mentioned, number one, بيان علامة محبة الله لعبده وهي الابتلاء. To be tested, يا أخي الكريم, whether in your wealth, in your health, in your loved ones, this is a sign. If you are upon the deen of Allah, you're holding to the deen of Allah, try to stick to the path, and you're afflicted, things come in your way, afflictions, tests, trials, that's a sign that Allah loves you, Ya Abdullah. No. Being afflicted is a sign of Allah's love for His servant. That's how you look at it. That's how the believer look at calamities. Number two, وصف الله بالمحبة والرضا والسخط على ما يليق بجلاله. Likewise, Allah loves and Allah is satisfied. Also, Allah is dissatisfied, is not satisfied. These are attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are affirmed attributes for Allah, but in a way, in a manner that befits His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, alhamdulillah, a chapter that we have studied many times in the classes of Aqeedah about the belief in the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we affirm for Allah what He has affirmed for Himself in His book, Al-Qur'an Al-Azim, or affirmed in His Sunnah, affirmed for Him by His Prophet and our noble Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in His sound Sunnah. And we believe in the real meanings of these attributes, but without asking how they are. Because the true nature of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of that is with Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no way for anyone to know how these attributes are. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And without likening these names or attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to any of his creation. Number three, إثبات الحكمة لله في أفعاله. That this hadith also affirm the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His actions. Number four, أن الجزاء من جنس العمل. That the rewards that the people get is in accordance to their actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adl, is a just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the people according to their action, not according to their skin color, not according to their tribe, where they come from. No, according to actions. خامسا الحث على الصبر على المصائب. That we are urged to be patient in the times and the moments of trials and afflictions. Patience. The believer is patient. Six, أن الإنسان قد يكره الشيء وهو خير له. A person may dislike something while it is good for him. And it is good, yeah. You dislike these things, but look at the great reward in them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جعل الله إياكم من الصابرين عند المصائب. May Allah make me and you from those who are patient in the times of trials and afflictions. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا أراد الله بعبده الخير عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا، وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر أمسك عنه بذنبه حتى يوافي به يوم القيامة. The last hadith that Shaykh al-Islam he mentioned is the statement of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم When Allah wants to do good for His servants, He gives him punishments for the sins he committed beforehand in this world. But when He wants to cause evil to His servant, He suspends punishing him for his sins until He comes with His sins on the day of resurrection. قال هذا الحديث الذي قبله رواه الترمذي بسند واحد وصحابي واحد ولذلك جعلهم المؤلف كالحديث الواحد. The Shaykh said this hadith and the one that came before it, they were collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi with one chain of narration and from the narration of one companion. That's why the Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab mentioned them in this way, one after the other, as though they are one narration. قال عجل له العقوبة, that عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا. When the Prophet ﷺ, when he says that Allah, if Allah intends good with his servants, subject him to punishment in this life, قال بالمصائب لما صدر منه من الذنوب فيخرج منها وليس عليه ذنب. He says when a servant commits sins, wrong himself, they are afflicted in this life because of their sins, because of the sins they have committed, and then they are put to trials so that they can leave this dunya without sins. As for the one that is evil is intended for, they are not tested in this life. But that person will face his sins on يوم القيامة. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general meaning of this hadith, يقول الشيخ صالح حفظه الله, يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أن علامة إرادة الله الخير بعبده معاجلته بالعقوبة على ذنوبه في الدنيا حتى يخرج منها وليس عليه ذنب يوافي به يوم القيامة, لأن من حوسب بعمله عاجلا خف حسابه في الآجل. In this hadith, as Shaykh Salih Hafidhahu Allah mentioned in general meaning of this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated and informed us that one of the signs indicating that Allah wants to do good for his servants is to punish him in this world for his sins. In this life, by subjecting such a servant to trials and difficulties. So once a servant receives that worldly punishment, he departs this life without any sins to be questioned about on the day of resurrection. So he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah, been having light, not heavy with sins. Likewise, he mentioned that in addition, whoever is punished in this world will receive an easy reckoning in the hereafter. His reckoning will be easier because they have been put to trial and test in this life. And that's how you need to think about If a person wants it his way, you're not going to have it your way, by the way, anyway. We learned that in the Aqeedah. It's Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Okay? We're servants of Allah. And it's not your way or my way. We ask Allah for good. That's, you can do that. That's permissible. You ask Allah for health, for sound mind, for peace, for... But you're not going to have it your way, man. Alhamdulillah, you go by your way and a lot of things happen in the street. On your way to work, on your way to the masjid, on your way to the airport. You just have to have this attitude, which is taken from the aqeedah, not taken from other people, that Allah does what He will. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the real hardship is in Yawm al-Qiyamah, not this one here. And when you go through hardship in this life, is only that your reckoning become easier in Yawm al-Qiyamah. You don't want to have it nice in this life. Nothing. You don't get sick. Your children are healthy and sound. Your business is flourishing. People are getting sick, but you're always healthy. The ulama, some of the ulama, they mentioned, look, man, that's a sign. If a person is always healthy, nothing coming in his way, no trials, never been tested, he said he has to check himself. What is he doing? Because those that Allah wants good for them, He tests them. And the best of the people, they are the prophets and the messengers. And on the Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. From the people who are tested the most are the prophets. These are the best of the people, but they still look what they went through. Look what Nuh went through. Read stories of Musa and Isa and Ibrahim and Muhammad and many prophets, how they were tested. One of us get a toothache and that's it. Can't take it anymore. You see what the Prophet, when he used to get sick, the pain he used to get. It's very important, Yahi, to keep that in mind. He said, and also if Allah does not punish His servant in this world for his sins, it is a sign that Allah intends evil for him on the Day of Judgment. Consequently, on the Day of Judgment, such a servant will receive a punishment proportionate to his deeds. To his deeds. So Allah salam wa afiyah. So, once again, a person should not like say, oh, alhamdulillah, if this is going to make it easy for me in Yawm al-Qiyamah, or let me just have it. No, it's not your way to have what you don't have. No, you ask Allah for afiyah, as the Prophet ﷺ teaches us. Don't ask for trouble, don't ask for affliction, because you can't take it. You're a weak human being. Ask Allah for good things and be patient. But if Allah tests you with decrease, and you will, because you're a servant of Allah, and it's only for your good, that's when you be patient, inshallah ta'ala. Endure with patience and perseverance and continue worshipping Allah. Okay, some people, subhanAllah, they lose their car and it's like that's it, that's the end of the world for them. What about millions of people around the world, they never have a bike in their life? Yeah, subhanAllah. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some person, he lost a finger. He was working just cut a little bit, tip of the finger. Now he's all mad and upset. Yeah, people don't have hands. Some other people, there, the whole arm is gone. Not just the arm. Arm and two legs. And one eye. Maybe two eyes. You gotta be grateful. If something happened to one finger, look, you still have nine sound ones. SubhanAllah. Say Alhamdulillah, I still have nine. Don't worry about it. Allahu Akbar. And even if you lose everything, your health, family, your wealth, property, but you still have sunnah. Yeah, still have iman. That's make you happy. So alhamdulillah, these things come. This the dunya. The whole dunya is gonna go, man. Not just your car, your business. This entire world is gonna perish. One thing that you don't wanna lose, and you ask Allah never to put you on trial, that is your deen, your religion. That's the real trial. That's for dunya, ya akhi, subhanAllah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the life he has. We should look at the dunya in different way, ya akhwan, from the way of this beautiful deen of Allah. Cannot be mad and upset because you don't have enough money, or you don't drive the best car, or you don't live in the best house, or, and don't you ever let the shaitan fool you by taking your eyes from the prize. Therefore, you have to look at what's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what you're longing for. You should be longing for the Jannah. Not for this dunya, man. Not for this dunya. You have to have lofty ambitions. Not whenever a nice car passes by you, you're all sad and mad. No, he said that. I just nothing. I ask Allah to give me better than that in Yawm al-Qiyamah, inshallah. You know, be reflected with some illness or something. Now, look, subhanAllah, from the rahmah of Allah, yeah, you go. Go to the doctor. Do ruqya shar'iyya. Take medicine. You see? But in the same time, you say, alhamdulillah, in the Jannah, I won't get sick. No sickness in the Jannah, no poverty in the Jannah. Somebody make fun of you and call you names. This, say, alhamdulillah, I won't see these people in the Jannah, inshallah. I will never receive such nasty text messages in Jannah, inshallah. That's your attitude. And especially when you see the people who are better than us, the ulama, look how they are tested. They were put to jail. For the haqq, for the deen, they pious. Not put to jail because they steal or something. No, no, no. They pious, righteous, still put in jail for so many trials. The prophets and the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was Yusuf alayhi salam in jail. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam endured in so many ways. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim, they throw him in the fire. Musa alayhi salam, and what he endures from the Fir'aun. Ya subhanAllah. Isa alayhi salam. And you say, alhamdulillah, I'm a servant of Allah. All what I want to do, I'm going to stay on the path of Allah. I'm going to try my best. This is the dunya. Alhamdulillah. مناسبة الحديث الباب أن فيه الحث على الصبر على المصائب والرضا بالقدر لأن ذلك في صالح العبد. Sheikh says, this hadith urges Muslims to be patient with afflictions and content with the divine decree, as these manners draw all good for them. So they bring you good, being patient. Lastly, ما يستفاد من الحديث, what are the benefits of this hadith? Number one, علامة إرادة الله الخير بعبده معاجلته بالعقوبة على ذنوبه في الدنيا. That among the signs that indicate Allah's intention to do good for His servant is to inflict sufferings on him in this world as penitence for his sins, according to his sins. Number two, علامة إرادة الشر بالعبد أن لا يجازى بذنبه حتى يوافى به يوم القيامة. And the opposite is, if Allah intends evil for a servant, that person would not receive punishment in his life, not put to trials until he faces his sins for the Allah on Yawm al-Qiyam. And nobody wants to see sins on Yawm al-Qiyam. You want to see, subhanAllah, nothing but good deeds. Who wants to stand in front of Allah and face all these sins? SubhanAllah. May Allah protect us.
Ameen.
But in the same time, we don't say, oh Allah, put us to afflictions because of that. We say, may Allah forgive us and protect us from evil. Number three, al-khawfu min as-sihha da'ima an takuna 'alamat ash-sharr. That's what the Shaykh says. Number three, a Muslim should fear is to fear when being continuously well, lest it may be a sign that Allah intends evil for him. And, you know, but he's always well and always found nothing. No illnesses, no problems, no suffering. So that's a sign, ya akhi. I may be evil for you. Number four, التنبيه على حسن الظن بالله ورجائه فيما يقضيه الله عليه من المكروه. التنبيه على حسن الظن بالله ورجائه فيما يقضيه الله عليه من المكروه. Likewise, this draw our attention to think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to hope for the good reward He has for those who are patient upon the decree of Allah. To dislike things that you don't want to come your way, but they are decreed by Allah. You don't want it, but it's coming your way anyway. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to happen to you. So, think good about Allah, that Allah will do this for your good. Look, in this life, people harm each other because they got problems with one another. Allah wants good for you. Think good. It's not like Allah wants evil for you one day. No. Allah, you're always the believer, think good about Allah. Allah is Ar-Rahman, is Ar-Rahim. This is good in it for me. This what's going, what I'm going through now, it must be good for me. That's what you say. You're tested, you say it's good, alhamdulillah. Because it came from Allah. That's why I had nothing to do with it. Now, if a person, so don't go cut yourself with this knife and say, oh, this is from Allah. Naam is decreed by Allah, but also Allah said to us, don't harm yourselves. Now, this is different. Okay? خَامِسًا أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ قَدْ يَكْرَهُ الشَّيْءَ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَقَدْ يُحِبُّ الشَّيْءَ وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَهُ. Also, that a person may dislike something while it's good for him. And he may love something while it's evil for him. سَادِسًا الْحَثُّ عَلَى الصَّبْرِ عِنْدَ الْمَسَائِبِ. Muslims are urged to be patient in the times of trials. Times of trials and afflictions, be patient, you be calm, continue to be a good servant, continue to remember Allah. Some people, liyadu billah, when they are tested, that's it. They don't even come to the masjid. Why not, ya? Ah, look at him, and they start giving needly, you know, justifications. You continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a test from Allah. And inshallah ta'ala, endure it with patience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us this sabr and this patience in the times of trials.
Ameen.
And trials of times of tribulations. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and save us from trials. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the trials and tribulations away from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when tested, when we are tested, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us patience to endure His decree and to be pleased and satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا